Today is Blog Action Day 2013, and the topic is human rights. So I thought, being the modern era, I don't necessarily just have to write a blog. I could audio record a blog. Have they got a quirky term for it yet, like vlog? I don't know. Anyway, today's topic, human rights, what do I think? Well, I don't know. For some who know me, you may know I'm involved with human rights in my day-to-day work, in that I am part of the training pool here in Cornwall. I also volunteer with the British Institute for Human Rights as a local human rights champion, where I go out and try and do my bit to promote the use of human rights in our in health and social care work in particular. In fact, just the other week, the British Institute for Human Rights were down in Truro, and it was a great day discussing where we are now in the current state in the UK with people's human rights, particularly to do with maybe all the changes going on with the NHS and social care. It's very interesting times, and making sure that governments are still held to account. But I wanted to think, I wanted to speak today more about the personal. Where does human rights come in at the personal level? Because I think it's really important for people to understand how pertinent human rights are to their everyday lives. After all, human rights are there to protect the things that we hold most dear, our family and our homes and our communities. Therefore, it's really, really important for people to understand and not necessarily let me put this straight. In my mind, people hear a lot of negative stories about human rights in the media. There's a very anti-human rights act, anti-European court sort of sentiment in our newspapers. I mean, we've had Theresa May, the Home Secretary, speak about getting rid of the Human Rights Act, having a British Bill of Rights and all this sort of thing. I think that is a lot of distraction and noise that, of course, no government likes a act of parliament that tells them they can't do things. And that's the point of human rights. It's about protecting individuals from the state. It's about making sure that they have no power where they don't have jurisdiction. And that's about the individual. That's about our families. That's about our homes and our communities. So, as Eleanor Roosevelt said, where do human rights start? They start in the small places. So that's what I want to say today. It's about where we live.